This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We are doing Surah Isra today, and Surah Isra, also called Surah Bani Israel, is a surah that was revealed early on in Mecca, and it has in it one of the most famous verses that we all hear about. And we all hear in khutbas and durus, and inshallah it is something that is very important to comment on. And that is the verse, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has decreed that you shall worship none other than Him, and that to your parents you will show ihsan. Now, this verse was revealed in early Mecca, which means even before Allah had legislated fasting and prayer and zakat and hajj, before any of the rituals had been revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave us certain rulings. And the most important ruling was you worship Him and you don't worship the idols. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهَ. And then the second most important ruling, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And in the entire Qur'an, no other commandment has been added on with an and, wow, after the command to worship Allah, other than the command to show respect to your parents. Let me repeat that. No other person, no other entity, no other being has been tacked on to a command to worship Allah and then something else. Worship Allah and another person other than the parents. And that is where we get this expression, which is a very Islamic and a valid expression, that the maqam of the parents, the status of the parents, is second only to the status of Allah. And this is a Quranic maxim. We have derived it from the Quran. That the Quranic paradigm is very clear. That after the rights due to Allah, ibadah is due to Allah. To parents, we have to show ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And ihsan is a very comprehensive term. And Al-Raghib Al-Asfahani, one of the famous lexicographers of the Arabic language, he defined ihsan to mean that you give more than what is expected, and you don't expect as much as is owed unto you. You go above and beyond what you're required to do. And in return, you don't expect what is due unto you. You're willing to let that go. So you go above and beyond for the other. And in return, you don't care about anything. This is the state of ihsan. And Allah Azza wa Jal commands us, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ. إِمَّا, if it so happens that one of them or the both of them reach an elderly age with you. Because not all of us have that luxury or that blessing of having the parents in old age. This is a blessing from Allah. So Allah says, إِمَّا, if it so happens. Because some people, their parents die young. Some people are born orphans. Some people, they never meet their parents. So Allah says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ. If it so happens that they reach old age with you, one of them or both of them, notice the emphasis here, أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. So if you have the luxury of both, or if you have the luxury of only one, either one or both. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions kibar, old age. And of course we all know that the creation of man is a very interesting creation, in that Allah created us in a very ajeeb and a very ghareeb manner. Allah says that He is the one, خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبًا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah has created you in a cycle. You begin weak, then you become strong. Then after you're strong, you become weak and frail at the end of life. This is the cycle. You begin weak. خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضَعْف. Children, babies. Then you become قُوَّة. You have strength. And this 30, 40, then 50. And then what happens? And then Allah says, after قُوَّة comes ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. You come weak and once again you become like you began. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. The one whom we give a long life to, we take him back to where he began. It's a really interesting phrase here. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ. The one whom we give a long life, نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We take him back to the beginning. So the very, very old, the very, very elderly people, subhanAllah, some of them, they lose their senses. Some of them, they need to be taken care of just like
A child is taken care of. So much so, some people, they cannot even clean themselves and they have to be cleaned. Like Allah says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. The one we give a long life to, we will take him back to where he began. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, if one or the both of them, if you have the honor and luxury that they reach kibar, أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not even say uff to them. And uff in the Arabic language is the slightest method of expressing irritation. Uff is the smallest and the slightest irritation. There's nothing that is less trivial than uff. And in English, I have given the analogy, it is like a snort or a tisk. You're like, psh, you know that. You just, that sigh. It doesn't need, it's not a verb. Uff is not a verb. Uff is a sound. Uff is just a sound that the Arabs would say. Like in English, we just use the tongue. Something like that. That is what uff is. There's nothing less trivial than uff. Ibn Abbas said, if there were something less trivial than uff, Allah would have used it here. And originally, uff meant the dust or the nails that are cut, the most trivial of the contemptible things, just something trivial. So uff is used to express the least form of irritation. So Allah says, once your parents reach that age, don't even show them that you are the slightest bit irritated. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. تَنْهَرْهُمَا is to rebuke with anger. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. That's the تَنْهَرْهُمَا. تَنْهَرْ is to rebuke with anger. Or to, like Sa'il, the beggar that comes, فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't be rude to him. Don't push him back. Don't say, who are you? Why are you asking me? This is تَنْهَرْ. So, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Allah mentions the smallest and the biggest mechanism of irritating with the tongue. The smallest is to just utter uff. The biggest is to rebuke and to scream at. That's تَنْهَرْ. So Allah mentions the two so that everything in the middle has automatically been forbidden. And this shows us, my dear brothers and sisters, that what is required in the Sharia is to control your tongue in the presence of your parents. And it is halal to feel angry and irritated, but it is not allowed to express the anger and irritation. And we thank Allah that He made it halal to feel the emotions, because otherwise we would not be able to control. Anyone who has been blessed with elderly parents realizes it is also a frustration. This is a fact that is undeniable. Anyone who has been blessed with taking care of elderly parents, it is also very difficult, because your parents are going to have their way, they're going to rebuke you, they're going to, and you are now an adult. So you're always going to have this tension. But Allah says, your job now is to close your tongue. You can feel the irritation. Do not express it. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. What must you do? وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Continue to say, Kareem, sweet words, loving words, generous words. Kareem, you are extra generous with them. No matter what they do, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. So if you're not allowed to show irritation, even with a verbal sound, it's not even a verb, even with an irritation, then how about more than this? So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, keep on saying good words. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower unto them the wings of mercy. Meaning, not just speech, but actions. Comfort them. Give them what they require. And there's clearly a connotation of taking care of them. And it's beautiful here, because the metaphor of lowering the wings is used for the parent to the child. You know, the bird, when it takes care of its offspring, it lowers the wing, it protects them. And Allah is using it for the child to the parent here. To remind the child, you know what, once upon a time, it was you upon whom the wing was being lowered. Once upon a time, you were the one. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has given you that opportunity. So, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower unto them the wings of humility and mercy. Let it be from compassion and mercy. So this means take care of their needs. Make sure you're able to do whatever you can to facilitate their lives. Make their lives comfortable for them. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And above and beyond your words and your actions, raise your hands up to Allah. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them. They have reached an old age now. They are suffering from ailments and calamities. They have whatever they have. Oh Allah, have mercy on them in this world. Have mercy on them in the next world. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Even as they used to take care of me and they would nourish me as I was a young child, as I was a young boy. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that you can never really repay your parents. They have done much more than you can ever do unto them. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course the hadith goes on and on. This is the month of Ramadan. This is the time for all good deeds. So this is also the time to be good to our parents. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us that الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة. That the father is the, and the mother, walid here means father and mother, the parent is the middle or the largest door to Jannah. الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة. This means the easiest way to enter Jannah is to give khidmah to the parents. The easiest way to enter Jannah is to help one's parents. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رِضَى الرَّبِّ رِضَى الْوَالِدِ وَسَخَطَ الرَّبِّ سَخَطِ الْوَالِدِ. That the pleasure of Allah is found in the pleasure of the parents. And the displeasure of Allah is found in the displeasure of the parents. So whoever wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with him should please his parents. Whoever wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with him should be pleasing to his parents. And whoever is worried about the punishment of Allah should be worried about the anger of his parents. In that famous hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad and also in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, where a sahabi came from Yemen and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ji'tuka min Yemen. O Messenger of Allah, I have come to you from Yemen so that I can give you bay'ah. I can become a sahabi. I can do jihad behind you. And I have left my parents, wahum yabkiyan, and they're crying because they want me. I left up my parents and I came to you. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want the pleasure of Allah, farji' ilayhima, go back to them, wa'adhikhuma, and go make them laugh as you have made them cry. Go make them laugh as you have made them cry. This is what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. You think you want Jannah, you've come to me and you've left your parents crying? How can you get Jannah in this manner? He came to be a sahabi. He came to do jihad behind the Messenger of Allah, but he left his parents crying. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you think you will enter Jannah in this manner? Irji' ilayhima, go back to them. Go back to them and make them... Go back to them and make them laugh as you have made them cry. This is the way to enter Jannah, is to please the parents. Go back to them and make them laugh as you have made them cry. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who told us that the easiest way to get to Jannah was by pleasing the parents. The son of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the famous sahabi, when his father passed away, he said, I am not crying because my father has died. Or just because my father has died, I'm crying because my easiest door to Jannah has been shut from me. This is why Abdullah ibn Zubayr's son was crying when his father had died. I'm not crying just because he's died. I'm crying because my easiest door to Jannah has now been shut from me. We do not know how long we have with our parents. For those of you whose parents are alive, do whatever you can to please them and make them happy. For those whose parents have moved on, there is much that can still be done. A man came to the Prophet and said, O Messenger of Allah, my mother has died. What can I do to help my mother now that she is dead? Is there anything I can do? The Prophet said, Ajal, yes, there's much that you can do. Make dua for her. Seek istighfar for her. Give sadaqah on her behalf. Make udhiyah. Go for hajj and umrah. Visit her relatives and friends that you would not otherwise visit. So these are things that can be done once your parents have moved on from this world. And this is the month of fasting, the month of Ramadan, the month of good deeds. This is the month that we should try our best to do whatever we can. If our parents are with us, then please them and make them happy. If they have moved on, then there is still much that can be done. Sadaqah, zakah, hajj, umrah. being in touch with their family and friends, which is something that most of us don't think about. There are friends and relatives you don't think about, but they would contact them. They would go to their houses. If they've moved on, it's your job now to be in touch with those families, to go and establish relations with them just for the sake of your parents. And one final point of advice, my young brothers and sisters, those of you who are still, mashallah, tabarakallah, young and healthy, teenagers and in college, realize that as you grow older, your greatest regret will always be the bad memories that you have left with your mother and father. You will never be able to take back a harsh word. You will never be able to take back a bad memory. Any time you caused your mother or father distress, it will cause you much grief as long as you live. It is easy to get angry as a young man or woman, but the regrets and the memories that remain will be painful for you. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember what Allah has told you in the Quran. Don't say uff to them. Don't speak harshly to them. And keep on being kind and generous. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You want to earn the pleasure of Allah. You have in front of you two doors, your mother and your father. Please them and you will enter Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.